What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And for those of you watching on Bamusa, the gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on the third hour of our Fridays. Before I let her start off with what she wants to talk about, I have to share this story with you. Over in Boston, there is a thief stealing Donald Trump signs from the lawns of homes. And if you want the measure of the Hillary supporters, this is a good example. This guy leaves letters behind when he steals the signs, signs his name as Precious Snowflake, and he's hit this one house three times. Stole a sign, owner put the sign back up, stole a sign again. This time, third time, the owner put the sign way up in the tree, and this guy climbed up into the tree to steal the sign and left this letter saying, you know, you thought you could outsmart me when you put the sign in the tree. This is false because there's no way that a Trump supporter can outsmart anyone. Dear Precious Snowflake, you need to learn to recognize a poison oak when you see one.
Oh, no. Seriously, Mike?
No, I know. I just added that last part on there, but it's a common tree in that part of the country.
Okay.
All righty. So, Claire, what is the first thing that you wish to share with us?
Well, there was a speech made by Lord Rothschild in London.
Rothschild.
And he is a banker of intense magnitude.
I've heard his name.
Yes, I have too. And he was calling attention to the fact that despite the policy having resulted from the rapid rise of stock markets, this growth cannot last forever as the real section remains anemic with weak demand and deflation in many developed countries. Meanwhile, the geopolitical situation is not easier. China's economic growth has slowed. The election atmosphere in the U.S. remains, I love this word, fraught. That's a good 75-cent word.
Yes.
And the conflict in the Middle East continues to rage on. Germany, France, and the U.S. have been subjected to terror attacks. And to complicate matters even further, the U.K. voted to leave the EU in the Brexit. And so what he is quoted as saying, in times like these, preservation of capital in real terms continues to be an important objective in any management of your company's assets. Congratulations, Lord Rothschild, for telling us the obvious. And what he's telling us is that a crash is coming. It's only a question of when.
Yeah, he really is. And it's not just Rothschilds who are getting out of U.S. currencies and U.S. stocks. Mm-hmm. Soros has doubled down betting against the U.S. stocks. Everybody knows it's coming. Mm-hmm. Our entire political economic system right now is entirely focused on making it look like the economy is okay until mm-hmm. November in order that the incumbents will be reelected. But after November, it's all going to start coming apart.
Mike, do you think they can actually keep it together until November? That's a bit of a while from now.
Well, all they have to do is just keep creating new instant money mm-hmm. and keep having the corporate media saying everything's all fine. And if you're hungry and starving and jobless, it's your own fault. It's not us. We're the government. We never make mistakes.
Right.
But I think they can prevent a major stock market crash. But as you see more and more countries turning away from the U.S. dollar, mm-hmm. They can't keep it up forever. We're going to wind up in Zimbabwe territory, mm-hmm. Walking around with paper notes in our pockets that are going to say $100 trillion, mm-hmm. And they're not going to be worth the paper that they're actually on.
Right, right. Also, remember last week when we talked about Germany's Reifensbachgemund Mund am Tegernsee?
Gesundheit.
Yes, and to you too. Charging negative interest rates?
Yes.
Well, this is starting to affect other banks. We're seeing it with the Bank of Ireland and the UK's Ulster Bank. So this issue of negative interest is starting to spread very intensely. Now, that sort of begs the question, how long will individuals be allowed to have cash before banks will say that you can't have cash?
Well, they've been pushing that cashless society idea,
mm-hmm.
But where... where it falls apart is people want the freedom, and in this day and age, the anonymity of being able to use cash.
Right.
Because they're sick and tired of the government watching everything that they do. You know, they're on a diet, but they cheat a jelly donut on their lunch break. They don't want anybody to know that, and it's nobody's business, certainly not the government's business.
Yeah.
And the reality is that in a cashless society, people can just take those plastic cards and go down to the nearest coin dealer, mm-hmm. or anything else, any other store that sells objects of intrinsic tangible value, mm-hmm. and say, empty the card and give me its equivalent in silver coins, gold coins, mm-hmm. Artwork, you know, boxes of ammunition, gun parts, anything that would be in demand down the road becomes a portable store of wealth. And so the idea is really not going to work. It's certainly not well received by ordinary people. But if they're really caught between a rock and a hard place, because at some point, all of this negative interest rate on savings deposits is going to trigger a run on savings accounts. People are just mm-hmm. going to say, I'd rather take the money out of the bank, take it home, bury it in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, then leave it in the bank and know that some of it's going to be stolen from me month after month after month after
yeah.
month.
Yeah.
Now, we need to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, of course, we're Friday, third hour. The lovely lady Claire is here. We're talking about issues of economics and the negative interest rates that are mm-hmm. starting to show up in banks all around the world. And it's for somebody of my age, it's a shock, because when I was a kid, which was oh so long ago, the whole idea of having a savings account at the bank is you'd put your money in the savings account and it would grow. The bank would loan it out, split the interest with you, and your money would grow over time. Now we're in a complete reverse situation. If you put your money in a savings account in the bank, it's going to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. And that's not even including the effects of runaway inflation. And at some point, people are just going to say, I would rather have my cash under my control in my home and not have the bank just helping themselves to a little bit of it every month.
I would agree, definitely. There has been an article come out that, well, it shouldn't shock me or surprise me, but a little bit it does. Apparently, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents working with Mexican immigration officials have found thousands of non-Hispanic illegal immigrants crossing Mexico's southern border to make their way to Texas. And about 6,000 and change of them have been Syrian. And the number is up from 2015, which was a total of 4,261, to 6,342. Now, I have to ask all of our leaders, readers, and listeners in the Southwest, how much safer do you feel understanding what those numbers imply?
Oh, boy.
And how many have actually gotten through into the U.S. at this point?
More than we really need. There's something that I need to make clear here, because one of our members posted a video that I had made some years ago saying that all the Muslims I've ever personally met were really nice people.
Me too.
And that was the same. And they were trying to draw a contrast between my support for Donald Trump saying we need vetting at the borders versus my saying that I'd always found nice people when I met these Muslims. Well, there's a factor that they didn't include, which is every Muslim I have met, every Muslim my wife has met, came into this country through the legal immigration system and were properly vetted. And yes, they're nice people. The ones who are breaking the law just by stepping across the border, obviously, we can't make any assumptions about them. Except that in Europe, it's turned into be this absolute nightmare
yeah.
of sexual assaults and skyrocketing crime.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And here's a practical consideration. And it's not being racist. It's being economic. We have an over 30% unemployment rate in this country. That's the real unemployment rate. When you look at the job participation, and that's among the legal American citizens. When you are flooding illegal immigrants into this country, refugees into this country, and they can't find work, what are they going to do to survive? They're going to turn to crime.
Yep.
There's already a huge problem with refugees selling themselves for sex in Europe. We're probably going to see the same thing here. On top of that, you have the issue about all these illnesses that were eradicated in Europe and the United States are coming back, like tuberculosis. And this is a completely disastrous situation. And it goes back to what I was saying before about George Soros, who's an unelected person who thinks having billions and billions of dollars gives him the right to play with planet Earth and the human race as if it's his personal toy. And he's out there moving people around and saying, we're going to blend them all together. It'll be the New World Order. It's going to be great. And he's completely oblivious to the economic consequences and the health consequences of what he's doing. We have hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants and refugees with criminal records in this country that were simply released into the public rather than sent back home.
Yeah, you know, and I would imagine that on any property he owns, there is robust security to prevent one of them from treading on, you know, any property that he owns.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
We ought to set up a trebuchet outside his fence and get the refugees and illegal and just start flinging them over the fence, you know, and the other side.
Yes, but we are going to provide a little bit of padding before we send them over, aren't we? Just so they don't get hurt.
We are?
Well, you know, I mean...
All right.
I know.
Right.
I'm such a witch. I never let you have any fun.
We'll start by giving them your pillow.
Okay. Now, this is something I noticed today in antiwar.com, and it comes from the government department of You Can't Make This Stuff Up. Apparently, Congress is seeking to establish Russia as a permanent enemy. The Cold War provided a solid generation of unfettered government growth in the U.S. on the pretext that the Russian threat, and over the last few years, American officials have relished at the new round of tension with Russians and the budget-busting spending it has permitted. They're hoping to make that permanent with a new bill called the STAND, S-T-A-N-D, for Ukraine Act, aiming to make temporary measures imposed during Ukraine's regime change permanent.
Even as the rest of Europe is starting to drop all of that stuff.
And
they even admit it. They want to bring back the Cold War. Because if you're my age, you remember the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
We were all brainwashed to soil ourselves upon hearing the word commie.
Yeah.
And willing to throw our money and the lives of our children into whatever convenient war was out there. And they want to go back to that. They want to go back to having an enemy that they can wag at you to enforce your obedience to whatever it is that they want to do. And the idea that Congress would even consider declaring Russia to be a permanent enemy when history has shown there's never any such thing as permanent because the Soviet Union wasn't permanent.
Nope.
The friendship with Russia wasn't permanent. And this is just absolute ridiculous nonsense. And it's more of this pushing us. The problem with the Cold War is how quickly it can turn hot. But the Cold War, the original Cold War of the 1950s, was used to plunder and loot the work product of the American people. You worked hard, and you were not allowed to keep your money to build a better home, a better life for your family, because the government needed the money to build bombs and tanks and all and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you have to work and give us money so we can protect you from those evil Soviets. And meanwhile, over in the Soviet Union, they were telling their people, you have to work hard and give us your work product because we have to build tanks and missiles to protect you from the evil Americans. And it was a big scam.
Yeah.
And the military in both sides, U.S. and Russia, they'd get together and they'd drink scotch and have cigars and just say, what a wonderful little scam we've got going here.
Yeah, and but it gets better. You know, earlier this year in the House of Representatives and in the offices, there was some trouble with lead in the pipes. And I have to wonder if that perhaps has generated the craziness of these people wanting to permanently enshrine a state of economic war against Russia.
Along with prescription antidepressants.
Yeah, and but it gets even better. And when I say they're ready to do anything, I mean anything. This legislation was sponsored by Representative Elliot Engel, ranking member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and Representative Adam Kinzinger today announced that they have, or they had introduced in May, comprehensive legislation to address the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. An additional bipartisan group of 14 members, including the Congressional Ukraine Caucus, I didn't even know we had one, joined Representatives Engel and Kinzinger to introduce the Stability and Democracy Stand for Ukraine Act, H.R. 5094. which clarifies the position of the U.S. on Russia's illegal occupation of Crimea, tightens sanctions on Russia, and drives new innovations to provide support for Ukraine. Well, I have a couple of messages for representatives.
I know what the first one is going to be. Russia is not occupying Crimea.
No, that didn't happen at all. And what happened was when the former president of Ukraine, Yatsenyuk, got thrown under the proverbial bus, Crimea said there's no real representative government here. So they did a referendum, and then they then asked the Russian Federation if they could join.
There was actually two referendums. Yeah. The first one was to secede from Ukraine, which is Crimea's right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And then they held a second referendum to request to join the Russian republics. And that's what actually happened.
Yeah.
But still, the official line from our government and from the corporate media is, you know, those gosh darn Ruskies, they stole Crimea. They went in, they invaded, they sent in tanks. And it's ridiculous, and they're just hoping that if they keep repeating that over and over and over again, that that will become the accepted truth by the American people.
No.
And maybe back during the Cold War of the 1950s, that would have worked, and that would have happened. But today, when you have the American people so much distrusting the official story, they're not going to get it. And I'll tell you, going into November, you know, it's time for a clean sweep of Congress. We need to get these war hawks out. We need to get the Israel firsters out. Mm-hmm. If we can get Donald Trump into the White House, it is essential to give him a Congress that will work with him and not hamstring him every step of the way. And so, in my opinion, Washington, D.C. is in dire need of an enema, and you, the voters, should think about that come November and vote out the incumbents.
And I would also like to politely remind these representatives that lying to the American people in order to further a narrative which may ultimately lead to a shooting war against Russia, as did the Bush administration's claim against Iraq that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, will not be tolerated by the American people ever again.
You know, what's really kind of amazing is everyone's talking about how this Olympic swimmer lied about the robbery down there, but it's okay for Hillary to lie to you. We actually have politicians who have taken the position that lying to the American people is protected speech under the First Amendment. We had a statement out of the State Department a while back saying, well, of course we have to lie to you. Like, we should just accept the fact that we're never going to get the truth from the government. But I, as an American citizen, demand the truth from the government, and I will have a truthful government, or I will have no government at all.
Yeah, yeah. And we also have to remember the activities of one millionaire who is brilliant at smelling blood in the water, and that would be our own dear George Soros.
He's a billionaire with a B.
With a B, okay. And he actually admitted responsibility for the coup and mass murder in Ukraine.
Yes. You kidding? He's proud of it. He's out there. Look what I did.
Yeah, you know.
I ruined an entire country before lunchtime.
Yes, yes. And Victoria Nuland, who was boasting about how the U.S. paid $5 billion to destabilize Ukraine. It's like, you know, all of this stuff is out there. All you have to do is start connecting the dots.
Remember when Hillary Clinton was laughing about killing Gaddafi? We came, we saw he died, and then she, wanting to throw a witch's broom at her.
Yeah, it just, this
These are really
stop.
Psychotic people.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me make a point here, because we're coming on a commercial break. If these people are this casual about killing heads of state, do you think they're going to hesitate to kill you if you get in their way? And again, reference back to that dead bodies list.
Yeah, it's they feel that they can do this with impunity, and that's why they have to be mustered out, as the phrase goes.
Well, we need to return this nation to being what it was originally designed to be, a nation of laws to which everybody are equally subject, from the school teachers and bricklayers on up to the president themselves. We need to restore that founding principle. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And what's the next thing that you wanted to talk about?
Apparently, the U.S. court has upheld the United Nations immunity in a class action lawsuit regarding cholera in Haiti. The U.S. state's federal appeals panel has upheld that the United Nations cannot be sued in American courts, dealing a setback in a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of thousands of cholera victims in Haiti. The ruling by the three-judge panel in New York was released yesterday, a day after a spokesman for Secretary Ban Ki-moon acknowledged for the first time that the U.N. had played a role in the outbreak, which killed thousands of people. In the decision for the panel, Judge Jose Cabranes of the United States Court of Appeals of the Second Circuit wrote that the UN did not lose its legal immunity even if it failed to give plaintiffs a chance to seek a settlement as required by convention. And Mike, it looks to me like once again the Haitian people have been thrown under the proverbial bus of UN despotism.
And that, look at the Clinton Foundation collected billions of dollars, well, on behalf of hundreds of millions of dollars on behalf of Haiti. Mm-hmm. I think to date, only six new homes have actually been built, and they're little more than shacks. Here's my question. Who says the United Nations is immune? Because certainly they are subject to international law. There have been UN peacekeepers in countries who are brought up on war crimes charges. I think Haiti ought to take this to The Hague. The United Nations is technically, you know, not part of the United States. Mm-hmm. Yes, their headquarters is located in New York, but the United Nations has buildings all over the planet.
Right.
And I think the better venue for this whole case would be over in Brussels. But again, it's another mm-hmm. example of how governments will mess things up and then say, you can't touch us.
Yeah.
Until the people rise up and say, touch.
Yeah. And apparently this outbreak of cholera was tied to Nepalese UN peacekeepers who were sick when they went to Haiti and spread it throughout all the entire population. And
here's my question. Yeah. Why didn't the UN like screen these people before they were sent in?
That's a darn good question, dear.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand, or even worse, did they know that these people had it, but they were short in terms of force strength, and they just sent them anyway? I don't know. But it's just really depressing. Another article that I wanted to cover today, Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, is evacuating all staff from Yemen hospitals after Saudi-led airstrikes. They're evacuating staff from 6 hospitals in northern Yemen after the deaths of 19 people in Saudi-led coalition airstrike on one of their facilities. And, you know, the Saudi military has been doing countless attacks against military facilities, private homes, and schools. And the Saudi-led coalition expressed deep regret over the decision and said it was trying to set up urgent meetings with the medical aid group. Deep regret on the part of the Saudi government, my astrolabe, Mike. Yeah. They've got exactly what they wanted. I'm sorry. Because by bombing these medical facilities, the Saudi government and military got precisely what they wanted. A complete evacuation of the MSF staff to ensure that no Houthi rebels or civilians who were badly wounded by Saudi airstrikes could get care and would die horrifically.
That's exactly what the agenda is. And, of course, mm-hmm. not the staff at the hospital are not going to be witnesses to some of the atrocities that are being visited
right.
on these poor people.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because this this fight against the Houthi rebels in Yemen has gone on for more than a year at this point. So I'm really wondering if, in fact, this conflict may go down in the history books as Saudi Arabia's Vietnam.
It could very well do so. And part of it has to do with the growing dynamic of these countries understanding that what's happening to them is not an internal revolution, mm-hmm. But it is, in fact, all stirred up from outside, and they're digging in their heels. And that's why the U.S. is still stuck in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. still stuck in Iraq, still stuck via proxy in Yemen, Libya. The old paradigm just doesn't work any longer, and they don't know what to do about it.
Yep.
We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And very alarming story on Fox News over the commercial break talking about the Russia-Ukraine tensions. They had Putin on there. They were providing a translation, which, frankly, I didn't listen to because I don't trust a thing coming out of the corporate media. But the gist of it is a Russian invasion of Ukraine is imminent. Ukraine is demanding the U.S. provide Javelin anti-tank missiles. And this dovetails with my suspicion that Kiev is going to take those old Junker Hungarian T-52 tanks, paint them in Russian colors, and fake a battle on the border to say Russian troops have invaded Ukraine in order to get this war going.
Sweetheart, isn't this Gleiwitz all over again?
Yeah, it's Gleiwitz. It's every every hoax that started every war. Pearl Harbor, Lusitania. Yeah.
Gulf of Tonkin.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all of that stuff.
Oh, boy.
And it looks like they're really pushing it. My concern here is that as Hillary gets closer and closer to a collapse of her campaign, and it looks more and more like Trump is actually going to win this thing, the war hawks, in order to get their war, are going to start it before Trump can take office and pull the plug on it. They're going to stick Donald Trump with World War III the way Herbert Hoover was stuck with the Depression in the 1930s. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Rick in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mr. Rivera, I keep hearing you use words that I don't know how John Stadmiller puts up with it, because, you know, you use the word nation as like it's dirt, you know, it's a geographical location. You know, a nation was never supposed to be a geographical location. It's a related people, and the founding fathers were not the founders of an idea. They were founders of people, and I guess nobody in your audience knows that posterity and fathers mean a related ethnically people. It's not a founding idea. So this is all false. I don't know what you're teaching here or what your avenue is here, but it's totally contradictory to the Constitution and America.
All right. Well, thank you for your opinion. We're going to let you go here and get back to the Lady Claire. And all right. So what is your next story?
Yesterday, it was mentioned by Russia's envoy to NATO, Alexander Grushno, that Russia must counter threats of NATO deployment in Eastern Europe. And he made the statement that Russia needs to take all measures, including military, to counter threats linked to the deployment of extra capabilities in Eastern Europe. Now, Stoltenberger, who is the Secretary General of NATO, agreed at the July 8th Warsaw Summit to strengthen the military's bloc's presence in Eastern Europe by next year. That's not that far afield. The four-battalion rotational presence would include U.S. troops in Poland, British troops in Estonia, German troops in Lithuania, and Canadian forces in Latvia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a look at a map, these deployments are engineered to encircle Russia on its eastern front.
Of course they are.
You know, and I don't know what NATO is thinking, if they are thinking, and what comes after the completion of this encirclement, a war between NATO and Russia. And right now, given the volatility of events in the region, I would certainly not bet against it.
There are too many people who think war is going to fix the nation's economy, because it worked the last two times.
Mm-hmm.
Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't so much fix the economy as give the government something to blame for all the hardship.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. It's the fault mm-hmm. of the Germans. It's the fault of the Japanese. It's the fault of the Russians. You know,
yep.
We were just about to get this economy back on track, but those warmongers out there. And I want to point something out when they're talking about Russian aggression, Russian aggression, Russian aggression. If Russia had their warships in the Gulf of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
then you can say Russia is acting aggressively. If there were Russian troops massing on the northern side of our border with Canada, same notation.
Right.
Or the southern side of our border with Mexico. But it's all these U.S. forces on the other side of the planet mm-hmm. encroaching in on Russia's sovereign territory. We know who the aggressor is. And it's clear that our government, corrupted by drug criminals,
mm-hmm.
don't know any other thing to do. They're going to risk blowing up the planet because they can't think of any other solution that would allow them to stay in power.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of which, there was a marvelous article in Blacklisted News. It's time to abolish the DEA and America's war on drugs.
It absolutely is.
And it's senseless, stupid, tragic, and insane. And as you have mentioned, the prohibition of mind-altering substances has not only failed, but it's failed spectacularly and generated extremely destructive and counterproductive consequences.
It really has.
Yeah.
And I want to make a point. Currently, the war on drugs is really the war on the competition's drugs.
Right.
When you're talking about the supply side. The war on the drug user is purely cosmetic. They'll arrest mm-hmm. them, put them in jail for a little while, let them back on out, going mm-hmm. back to being customers for the drug trade here. And the historical parallel, again, goes back to prohibition.
Yeah.
They banned alcohol. Those who were trading in alcohol made enough money to literally buy their way into the top levels of the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Once they were securely there, they repealed prohibition in order to prevent any other upstarts from challenging their power and authority
right.
using the same method.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, of course, cocaine and heroin were outlawed and the process began all over. So
right.
A lot of this talk about ending the war on drugs and legalization is so that the narcocracy can preserve its power and authority by getting rid of the mechanism by which they themselves bought their way into the top levels of government.
And this is one of the reasons, one of the most important reasons to defeat Hillary Clinton this November, as she is a big part of America's narcocracy, and so are the Bush and the Cheney families. And they
well,
are,
less so the Cheneys,
yeah.
but definitely the ruling duopoly, the two
yeah.
dynasties. And these people are more corrupt than anything you ever saw on Game of Thrones.
Right.
Okay.
And that takes a lot.
All of this that we're dealing with today, the
yeah.
dead bodies, the corruption, the selling of secrets to foreign governments, all goes back to the 1980s and that CIA operation to smuggle weapons down to Nicaragua in violation of the Boland Amendment,
mm-hmm.
possibly in violation of the Logan Act. It was never official U.S. foreign policy to be arming the Nicaraguans. And in order to fund this, they brought all this cocaine into the United States back along that supply route to that airport in Mena, Arkansas, which was under the protection of then-Governor Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all going just fine and smooth, and they were all getting rich. And then Eugene Hasenfuss got shot down, blabbed what was going on to the Nicaraguans, to the Contras, rather to the Sandinistas,
mm-hmm.
And they made it public, and it triggered the Iran-Contra scandal. But if you remember the hearings, it was a limited hangout. They talked about the Iran arms deal. They talked about the gun running, but anytime somebody talked about that government-sanctioned, government-protected cocaine smuggling into mm-hmm. the U.S. by the ton,
yep.
the chairman of the investigating committee, Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye, would shout executive session, slam the doors, kick out the press and the public, because that was the part of the scandal you were never supposed to know about, that the biggest drug dealer in the country is the country.
Yeah.
And that's what we mean by narcocracy. And you have this dealers in illicit substances who have once again bought their way to power, and they may be great drug lords and great assassins, but they're not really qualified to run a government properly, and that's why this government keeps making so many disastrous decisions, one after the other after the other.
I hear you. And it's time that those disastrous decisions stop.
Okay, we've got John Stadmiller, the Capo de Tutti copy, wants to step on in on the headset. John, what can I do for you?
Well, good afternoon, guys. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I was just coming back from the bank. I had my little Bluetooth and my old Mazda going, and I heard Rick from Florida.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, I had to call in because I don't want people invoking my name.
Yes.
You know, if somebody has a problem, Mike, I notice that if somebody has a problem, you pass that problem on to me. We don't put this kind of stuff on air. If you and I were to sit down, excuse me, if you and I were to sit down and make out a list, there might be stuff we disagree on. We would probably agree on most of it. That rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, it really, really did. If people have complaints, put it through the proper channels. I don't want anybody invoking my name as if I'm lording over the network and host out there.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, I don't pay any attention to you and your concerns about how this show is being run.
But oh, stop it.
To be very honest, John.
That's it. I'm coming down Hawaii. That's it.
Okay. We'll feed you well.
You were going
to
say
very honest, John, I couldn't figure out what that guy was trying to say,
no.
And I don't think Mike in the control room could either. And all I can say is I remember my first beer. Too. So
well,
what can I tell you?
Yeah, well, I think it was a nation status versus country constitution. It's a subtle difference, but it's the way he presented it rather than being informative. It was he was trying to provoke, and I don't like provocateurs out there using my name or going after the host on air. I just find it really distasteful. Just wanted to chime in on that.
Well, thank you very
so
much for your support and for those kind words. And again, I think he was just here trying to disrupt the discussion because we're talking about a lot of things that a lot of people in the current establishment are hoping the American people never really find out about. But at this point, it's really too little too late. because I think the tide has turned.
Well, unless Rick can get up and better do a better job than you do, you're one of the most prepared talk show hosts on this network, and you're the only one that I know of that doesn't pause, do whatever. You're just there, boom, 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 and I appreciate it very much. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you very much for the comments, and we do work at having a good show prepared and ready to go during our airtime. Okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Okay, your next story would be...
Next story would be, apparently the Israeli government is looking to replace the Al-Aqsa Mosque with a third temple.
Well, that's going to really calm things down over there.
Oh, dear heavenly Ned. The Palestinian-run International Middle East Media Center, IMEC, carried the report on Monday, citing Israeli television channels. Apparently, Israeli Zionists claim that they have a right to build the third temple in line with spiritual prophecies to follow the tradition of the first and second one built in ancient times. And the Israeli media, IMEC reported, alleged that Israeli governmental bodies are favoring the construction of the temple, and they had received wide political and popular support. Now, this particular temple is the third most sacred temple in Islam.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque is.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Oh, my goodness.
We have way too many people running around the planet saying that they have a right to do X, Y, and Z because of these very ancient scrolls written by semi-literate goat herders 2,000 years ago.
Right.
Is really what it comes down to. I can't help but thinking about that end scene in the movie Kingdom of Heaven, directed by Ridley Scott, where Balian is getting ready to surrender, or he's confronting Salahuddin before the final battle for Jerusalem, and says, if you try and take this city, I'll burn it to the ground, everything that drives men mad. And Salahuddin has this wonderful line, I wonder if it would not be better if you did.
Yes.
Because it is. It's just rock, people.
Yeah.
And the idea that Israel wants to start a whole new war with all of the Muslims, and by the way, Israel will not fight it. They'll step back and let your kids fight it on their behalf.
Right.
It is. It's insanity.
Yeah.
To draw blood in this argument over whose God has the largest genitalia, which is really what it comes down to. Nobody has a right to do anything based on complete make-believe fiction. You know, it would be like me saying that I've invented this new God, and this new God says, I am ruler of the world, and that gives me the right to go on out and kill everybody who disagrees. That's how absurd this is.
Yeah, it's, we are at a point here in the 21st century where faith can no longer be the excuse for bad foreign policy.
No, and that's very well said.
Yeah,
very well said.
Cannot be. And
it's like we're returning to the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
The blood is going to flow and everybody's going to be screaming, God wills it, God wills it, God wills it.
You see, in my world, and I know that you and I have some differences, I'm the Christian metaphysician in this home and you're the born-again atheist.
Thank God.
But my view is finding ways for people to work together, to cooperate, no matter what their faith tradition is, but to learn to be respectful and elevate understanding, technology, and tolerance.
Well, you see, when one party wants to start a war, they will tell their population whatever they think will get the population to go along with the war.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack.
Right.
God is on our side.
Yep.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
There's no lie that's out of bound if it gets the rulers what they want. And in this case, I think Israel's ultimate objective is to basically trigger literally a new holy crusade of all the dumb Christians against all the dumb Muslims, killing each other off, leaving Israel basically in charge of that part of the world.
And the oil revenues.
And the oil revenues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The next thing I had was something about China.
Oh, by the way, for those of you wondering what that noise is in the background, the groundskeepers are out there with the weed whackers, and there's like two of them. It sounds like a couple of wasps on meth out there right now, but
oh,
that's
dear.
What you're hearing in the microphones.
Yes, definitely. It's a little bit of a nuisance, but it's just sort of an occupational hazard. I wanted to talk about China's New Silk Road being a game changer for Pakistan. There was a wonderful interview with Shaukat Aziz, who was the former prime minister of Pakistan. And what he said was, this will be a game changer for the country. Linking up at the Gwadar port with China through the rest of the country will vastly enhance our infrastructure. When roads, rail lines, and telecom links are constructed, they will open up whole new areas of the country where there was little connection to anything. That would include the establishment of new townships and industrial estates. And I kept thinking, reading this article, when China wants to accomplish something, they generally do it by doing a deal.
They do. Well, same thing with Russia.
Yeah.
This is why the world is turning away from the United States and toward Russia and China. Mm-hmm. Russia and China are making deals. All the U.S. government knows how to make is war.
Yeah.
Got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program and after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our Pauhana Friday show, the last segment here heading into the weekend. And for those of you who missed it the last time, that noise you're hearing in the background, we have two groundskeepers out here with their weed whackers, and they're just whacking our weeds for us. So just professional radio. What can I tell you? What is your last story?
Last story is Poroshenko yesterday said that Ukraine may impose martial law if Eastern fighting worsens. And he said he didn't rule out introducing martial law and a new wave of military mobilization if the conflict with pro-Russian separatists worsened.
Okay.
Mike, where do you think he's going with that?
Well, my read of the situation, especially getting all this imminent Russian invasion propaganda we've been seeing all week, I think Poroshenko is going to take those Junker T-72 tanks that he bought from Hungary, paint them in Russian colors, plant them on the border, and blow them up and say, Russia's invading, Russia's invading, Russia's invading. And at that point, the people of the Ukraine are going to start running west as hard as they can. And Poroshenko needs to lock everybody in place so that he can grab them and put them on those front lines and say, you will stand here with the javelin and you will shoot at those Russian armada tanks, which, by the way, the javelin is not all that effective against. So they're gearing up. I think they're really going to start a full-on actual war in eastern Ukraine to involve Russia. They're trying to start this world war before Donald Trump can get into the White House and pull the plug on it. And I'll tell you why that is not going to work. Donald Trump, he's a businessman. He's not a politician. He's not concerned with the history books and our image and our legacy. He'll get into the White House. He's going to look at the World War as a failed venture, and he's going to say, let's cut our losses and get on out. He'll be on that phone to Putin and saying, look, the last government made a really dumb mistake. What's the best way out for all of us? And I think that's what's actually going to happen.
That's a brilliant solution.
Yes.
But weren't you saying earlier, Hun, that the West is trying to figure out, like now, how to cut its losses away from Ukraine?
Well, that was that one report that we were getting.
Okay.
And it may be because Poroshenko seems to be undertaking all of these actions on his own, like sending in the sabotage teams.
Unilaterally.
He's acting unilaterally. Okay. In a lot of ways, he's behaving like Erdogan.
Yeah.
He's not obeying his masters in Washington, D.C. Certainly Europe, the European Union, does not want a war with Russia, because if it goes the other way and Russia comes across Ukraine, they're going to have World War III in their front yards. Yes. And they've already had two of those. Two, I think, is enough for anybody to have to go through.
I agree.
And so certainly Europe is cooling. And if Europe is not going to support a war with Russia, the U.S. really is not in a position to go it alone, especially with the poor condition of our weapons. All right, we're coming up on the end of the show. And Lady Claire, thank you very much. And there's the music. We're going to get on out of here and get some lunch, get into the weekend, get a lot of work done that we need to get done, kick Hillary's hackers out of my server. We'll be back on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And a reminder, every one of you listening to this broadcast, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here, take what you learn from the website, share it with everybody that you know any way that you can. There are 300 million of us. We can shut down the corporate media and all their millions of dollars of funding. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage.
Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.